What not to do? Burn out quietly, isolate, or build ministry on adrenaline. Let's talk about what not to do if you want motorcycle chaplaincy to last. Do not burn out quietly. Do not isolate. Do not build your ministry on adrenaline. These three dangers can slowly weaken even sincere chaplains. First, do not burn out quietly. Some chaplains keep serving long after their inner life is fraying. They are tired, but they keep going. They are losing joy, but they keep smiling. They are becoming short-tempered, distracted, or emotionally numb, but they tell themselves this is just part of ministry. That is dangerous. Quiet burnout often hides behind phrases like, I'm just busy, or this season is intense, or people need me. But if your prayer life is drying up, your patience is thinning, your body is running on fumes, and your family is feeling the cost, something is wrong. Second, do not isolate. Isolation can feel noble. A chaplain may think, I do not want to burden others, or no one else would understand this ministry anyway. But isolation creates blind spots. When no one is close enough to ask how you are really doing, your inner life can drift without correction. Proverbs 18:1 says, a man who isolates himself pursues selfishness and defies all sound judgment. That is a strong warning. Isolation is not strength. It often becomes confusion disguised as independence. You need people who can tell the truth to you. You need prayer support. You need wise peers, pastoral oversight, or trusted ministry friends. Third, do not build ministry on adrenaline. Motorcycle chaplaincy can bring intense moments. Hospital calls, memorial rides, conflict situations, late night conversations, recovery crises, death notifications, emotional family scenes. Those moments matter. But if a chaplain begins to feel most alive only in crisis, that becomes a problem. Adrenaline can make you feel useful, sharp, needed, and spiritually important. But adrenaline is not the Holy Spirit. If you start chasing intensity, you may become less faithful in ordinary rhythms. You may neglect quiet prayer, preparation, follow-up, rest, or long obedience. You may even begin unconsciously needing emergencies in order to feel valuable. That is not healthy ministry. A chaplain should not need chaos in order to feel called. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah had a dramatic ministry season, then collapsed under exhaustion and fear. God did not correct him first with a bigger assignment. God gave him rest, food, and renewed perspective. That is a beautiful reminder. Even strong servants can wear down. God cares for the servant, not only the service. So what should you do instead? Tell the truth early when you are getting tired. Invite accountability. Stay connected. Pay attention to warning signs. Receive rest as part of obedience. And remember that ordinary faithfulness matters just as much as visible crisis ministry. Motorcycle chaplaincy is not proven by how much pressure you can absorb before you break. It is proven by whether you can remain faithful, humble, and useful over time. Do not glorify collapse. Do not hide your limits. And do not mistake adrenaline for maturity.